Good morning. I do want to start by saying you guys are the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life. I think in the fall it'll be 2 years since I started attending this church, and I just felt nothing but welcomed, and it's been amazing, so I just thank you for that. This is my first rodeo, so bear with me. I am not a long-winded person, but I do feel like this is something the Lord wants me to say, so I will say it to the best of my ability through Him. The title of my message today is going to be Clothe Yourself. I think when we first talk about that, you know, we think physically. I personally love style, so, you know, today I was like, I'm going to wear these shoes with this shirt, you know. That's fun. I know Rebecca loves her thrifting with her cheetah jacket that she gets. But obviously, I'm going to talk more about the spiritual realm of clothing yourself today. Obviously, our first thought spiritually goes to the armor of God. So I do want to comment on the armor of God first. I will be jumping around scripture today, so you're more than welcome to go with me, but I will read it to you. So I'm going to be starting in Ephesians 6, and I'm going to start in verse 14. It says, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." I wanted to comment on that because God specifically is giving us this for a day-to-day basis. I remember, I'm around this lady a lot in the front here. She commented one time and said, before she even gets out of bed, you know, she's praying over her body and she's putting on that armor of God. And I think sometimes, you know, life is so busy or we get so distracted, we forget that, you know, we're going to need that today. We're going through that spiritual warfare every single day. So I love that, just that thought of before you even get out of the bed, let's put on that armor of God because He gave it to us for a reason and we're going to need it. We talk a lot about what we're going through today. We can see it in our world right now, and we know the days to come, what is to happen. So we need to have that armor of God. We need to remember what it represents, and we need to, you know, you can, you know, I'm gonna put it on. You know, just put it on. Get in the routine of putting it on. I used to have it in my parents' house by my mirror in the morning when I would get ready, and I know I gotta wear this today. I read some commentary, so I want to comment on, I read Matthew Henry's commentary, okay? Well, funny fact, Matthew Henry, I was like, oh, like, he's in his 70s, 80s, like, he's modern. Okay, well, he died in 1714, okay? So, he is, he's from the UK, he was a minister, author, and he's known for his commentary. So, obviously, it's carried through the generations, and I think that's quite amazing. So, I have been reading his stuff, and I do like it. So, he just kind of gives a little synopsis on this passage of the armor of God. I do want to just point out a couple sentences he says. First one is, it says, "The Christian armor is made to be worn, and there's no putting off our armor till we have done our warfare and finished our course." And I think that, like, you know, we think, oh, we could put it on every single day. But he's saying, you know, there's no putting it off. You know, we're in this warfare until the Lord comes back for us. We need this every single day. And a little further down, he also mentions, "There is none for the back. Nothing to defend those who turn back in the Christian warfare." So may we never turn our back on our Father, because as soon as we do, like back here in verse 10, it says, 10:11, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." As soon as we turn our back from our Father, we're unprotected, and the devil's going to come at us to kill, steal, and destroy. So I really just wanted to comment on that, because when I talk about clothing yourself, we can't overlook the armor of God and what He has given us in the scripture. And then I do want to comment on something that the Father gave me. He kind of speaks to me like in analogies a lot, so in the car and such. But so I want to talk about other clothes, hearsay, that we have access to. So if you can imagine, if you've ever been to like a dorm complex or like an apartment complex, or me personally, in my workplace, we have little cubbies that, so it's like your mail, you know. So my name is on one, I got my little cubby. Or like at your dorm or apartment, you got a key for the mail, okay? So So when God showed me this, I saw this. If you can imagine, it's like a big thing with all these cubby spaces. And underneath each one, it was labeled a characteristic of the Holy Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit was there, love, joy, peace, self-control. The gifts of the Spirit were there, healing, knowledge, prophecy. And then there's other things just mentioned in the Bible, like forgiveness, obedience, hope, courage, strength, humility. And I think what God was saying, you know, really I'm preaching to myself today as well. So I've been going through this the past month, and then I felt like it was what he wanted me to share. So if you can imagine that, I felt like, you know, I was just going through life, and all of a sudden he was like, hey, Maddie, like, you got some mail. Like, you haven't checked it. And I was like, okay. So, like, recently for me in my workplace, everyone knows I'm a nurse, and, you know, sometimes we're short-staffed or we have a heavier patient load in certain things, and I have, you know, a task list and, you know, certain things I have to document, I have to do. And then there's extra things that my boss is asking me, whether that would be labeling things, changing out things, just like infection, prevention, safety stuff. And then, like, a few weeks, I was like, I'm not doing it. I was like, I'm not doing it. I am too busy today. These patients are crazy. They're keeping me busy. And I went through a few weeks, and God was like, you need to obey. He was like you obey me and like you obey your parents, you need to obey your bosses. And I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, I'm going to open my little Amazon from God today, and I'm going to put on my clothes of obedience because I needed that. And I knew in that moment, in the way my mind was, I needed the Holy Spirit to do that through me. I was like, I need to have him clothe me with the obedience, because God has given us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us and to equip us with what we need and lead us and guide us. And in that moment, I was convicted and I was like, I got to wear obedience today, but I'm going to need help from the Holy Spirit. And then, like, I think here recently, you know, as I learned that and I started to do that in my workplace, there was one day, you know, we're going through some changes and, you know, new people are educating me and I'm like, they're rubbing me the wrong way. And then immediately, because I, you know, had realized what God had for me through the Holy Spirit, immediately he was like, you need to love them and you need to serve them. You need to ask them what you as a nurse can do for them. And I was like, okay, here we go. We're going to put on love today. So, it's just cool because the more that we realize that all of these things that the Holy Spirit has for us and equips us with, we recognize it just quicker and immediately. And we, because, you know, every single day, you know, we all go through situations. We all have jobs, or whether that be like just a wife or a daughter or a son or a husband. And so we go through situations, we go through job roles and relationships. And, you know, every single day, I believe that the Holy Spirit has something that he wants to instill in us, that he wants us to carry. And it may be like, you know, if I had that obedience, and maybe I'm carrying that as my outfit today, but I got to have love for my earrings or something because I need both of those today. There's a situation or there's a person that I'm going to meet or I'm going to go through that I need to, you know, love them, or I need to do that. And I needed the Holy Spirit. So I just thought that was really cool. So I do want to take that and kind of talk about a few people in the Bible that do obviously have the Holy Spirit with them and kind of exemplify, you know, those characteristics of the Holy Spirit, and you can tell that it is with them. Recently, I went through the story of Deborah, and I really love Deborah. She just has a little snippet in Judges, so I'm going to be flipping there to Judges 4. I thought she's pretty cool. So she is a judge at this time. And in this little passage, like 4 to 5, she is calling. So Israel right now is like kind of doing evil in the eyes of the Lord. And Jabin, king of Canaan, is kind of, you know, their enemy reigning over them. So she calls Barak and says to go take with you 10,000. I'm in verse 6. The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead them up to Mount Tabor. I will lead Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands. Barak said to her, if you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. So I want to stop there because I love how Barak was like, well, I noticed that you got a lot of faith. You got knowledge from the Lord. So I want you on my side. I want you. You're coming with me. And I feel like that's something that we have the opportunity to do every single day. So if, you know, we're radiating Jesus with love and joy and peace and all these things, then these people, you know, around us, it's going to exemplify and radiate from us. And they're going to be like, oh, what do you have? Like, I want that. Where did you get that joy? Where did you get that peace? Or you got amazing faith, and I really want that too. So I love that. And then another point with this, which actually I got this from my brother-in-law when I was talking to him yesterday, you know, the first thing when you say, if you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go, which is a good reminder that may we never go without the Father. May we follow where he wants us to go. Because if we go where he doesn't want us to go, we would be out of step with him. So I wanted to comment on that. And, you know, Deborah goes on, you know, they do defeat that army. And she leads her people to some peace, reminds them who they are and who they serve. And then I wanted to comment on Moses, the big boy Moses. We see a lot of roles that Moses had, has, and how the Holy Spirit was with him. So he, you know, exemplifies a lot of leadership and discipline, courage, meekness, humbleness. And, you know, there was a couple times we do see disobedience, like the second time he struck the rock to get water and he was supposed to speak to it. But still, we can get amazing examples of how the Holy Spirit was with Moses and helped him to lead his people. And I believe that some of the characteristics that he had was because the Holy Spirit was so close to him and he was able to stay in step with God's will. I do want to comment, you know, when he came off Mount Sinai for the second time, and we know that his face was radiant from spending time with God. I mean, how easily could we be like, look at me. Like, I've been with God. Like, he could have easily slipped into pride. I don't really see much of, you know, I know we don't know all the details back then, but from what we can see, you know, he kept a veil over his face for the people, and he was humble about it. And I just love that example that he portrays. And what's crazy, you know, we look at Deborah, we look at Moses, we look at all these amazing people of the Old Testament, and we think that the Holy Spirit that worked through them in that day is not the same today, but it is. It's the same God, it's the same Spirit, and we can still do amazing things that they did just like back in the day. So I love this verse. I found it in Ezekiel 36, 27. He's talking about Israel's restoration, but I just love what this verse says. It says, I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. So I love that because it's like a promise that no matter where we go, you know, God is going to put his spirit in us. He's going to fit us for the, you know, duty that he has for us. So that's what the Holy Spirit will do. I do want to encourage you guys with another scripture in 2 Corinthians. I know I'm hopping everywhere. So in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, it's just an encouraging thing for, you know, life today, every single day. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And I love that because we get so caught up in the outward and we forget about the inward. And the inward is renewed every single day. There's a new song by Maverick City. It's called Fear is Not My Future, but there's a little part in it, and it's like, hello, peace, hello, joy, hello, love, hello, strength, hello, hope, it's a new horizon. And I love that because every single day it's a new horizon. We are being renewed day by day. So may we never just lose heart and lose hope because our Father is doing a work in us that, you know, like, he will work it out, like our song this morning. He's doing a work in us that will come to pass. So another thing with just, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to work in, through you every single day is the more we do that and access the Holy Spirit, it aligns us with the divine calling that God has on our life maybe there's like a ministry or something that you've been praying about or you feel led to, and then the more, you know, you allow the Holy Spirit to move, then the more you're in line, and maybe that open door comes for you. So I think the more that we do this in our life, that the more we will see the Father move, we'll get closer to Him, we'll grow spiritually, and we'll walk in His will for our lives. So may we continue to do that. It says, keep in step with the Spirit to produce the fruit. I also saw I heard a little line today, and I just felt like maybe someone needed to hear this, and it said, you know, God made me, and God doesn't make mistakes. So whoever's out there and thinks that, you know, the Holy Spirit can do things through you, or you don't feel like you can carry all these characteristics, well, God didn't ask you to. It's the Holy Spirit living in you that will do it for you. So I just felt like someone needed to hear that and know that, you know, you are worthy because you're a child of God, and a lot of people forget that, because if you start there and know who you are, then you know what He can do through you. So that's really all I got today. I know it's kind of, it's a great trial run for me. So I do appreciate you bearing with me and talking, or, you know, listening. So, yeah, that's all I got. So I will just, I know it's short, I'm sorry, but I'll just pray for us before we go, and I just hope that maybe when you put on your clothes every single day, you think of maybe a characteristic that the Holy Spirit wants you to portray today and how He wants you to move in your everyday life. So, all right. Lord, we just come to You this morning, Father. I just thank You for Your word. I thank You for this opportunity to just speak to these lovely people in this church. God, may this this message just speak to their hearts. May they know these characteristics that You just give us each and every day, that You just want to move through Your Spirit, God, that You just want to reach to people and build Your kingdom, God, in everywhere that we are. God, just have Your way in our lives. May we just do this to be more in step with Your will and the walk that You have for us. God, may we just grow spiritually and just love You, God. To serve You in everything that we do. Lord, I thank You for these people. God, and may You be with them as they go throughout their day and this week. Lord, and just use us. May we be a vessel for You in each and everything. Lord, I love You and I praise You, and I just ask this in Your holy blessed name, God, and amen.